right now at 7.
Shattered family members marking 1 year since the VTA rail yard shooting in an emotional ceremony. We hear from an employee who says more should have been done to prevent the violence.
Nobody's contacted me. Nobody's contacted the other witnesses.
And I would have given anything to take those bullets from
him. Well, even before the Texas tragedy, school safety concerns prompted this Bay Area teacher to stock some unusual supplies in her classroom.
I didn't sign up to throw my life on the line for them. I would, but I didn't sign up for that.
The world has changed dramatically since then, and so this is an opportunity to really redo the park in a way that meets today's needs.
And later, California's oldest state park and its ancient redwoods rising from the ashes. We take a tour of Big Basin before it reopens to the public. Plus, erasing 10 years of growth, how San Francisco is in a class of its own when it comes to population decline. Right now at 7 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area. Today marks 1 year since the deadliest mass shooting in Bay Area history at the VTA rail yard in San Jose. Good evening, I'm Elizabeth Cook. Ryan has the night off. As families mourn the victims, KPIX5's Lynn Ramirez spoke with survivors who say more should have been done to prevent the violence.
Well, this one-year anniversary is bringing back a lot of sad and terrible memories for many people here in San Jose, but especially for some of the survivors. We spoke to a VTA employee today who was here 1 year ago today, who says that more could have been done and should have been done to prevent this tragedy.
Kind of one of the rougher days today.
1 year after surviving the mass shooting at the VTA light rail yard, Kirk Bertolle is still traumatized.
Bringing up a lot of feelings about the day, the friends that I saw die.
Bertolle says he knew the shooter, Sam Cassidy, who took the lives of 9 of his co-workers before killing himself. But he's frustrated that VTA has not been forthcoming about its own investigation of what led to the massacre and whether managers knew Cassidy had threatened his co-workers.
Well, nobody's contacted me. Nobody's contacted the other witnesses that I have talked to. They've not reached out to anybody.
VTA was not available for comment, but the transit agency did organize a private memorial service for employees and families at the light rail yard early this morning. There was also a public service attended by first responders and family members, such as the mother of one of the victims, Jose Hernandez III.
And I will cheer him on and continue to be his biggest fan for as long as I am here. And I would have given anything to take those bullets from him.
A flag that flew over the scene was presented to victims' families. VTA demolished Building B, where most of the lives were lost, but Building A remains, which Bertolle called dangerous because of a lack of exits.
One door, same door for entrance and exit. He shot out the window, opened the door, and there was no place for anybody to go.
Bertolle is on extended leave from VTA's signal department. He moved to Oklahoma for a change of scenery and is going through counseling. He says he's gotten a lawyer but currently has no settlement offers from VTA. In San Jose, Len Ramirez, KPIX 5.
Well, several families have filed wrongful death lawsuits against the VTA and law enforcement. The latest one filed today on behalf of Lars Kepler Lane. His family claims that the transit agency, the sheriff's office, and the security firm hired to protect the facility failed to provide adequate security despite prior complaints about the gunman. VTA issued a statement today saying it is, quote, focusing on the continued healing of our employees and the families of our deceased co-workers. We will address lawsuit claims at a more appropriate time. We brought you the VTA Remembrance Ceremony live on CBS News Bay Area. Our stream is on 24/7 on KPIX.com and the KPIX app. In the wake of the Texas tragedy, some teachers are reevaluating their own plans on top of active shooter drills to keep their students safe. One local high school teacher told Andrea Borba she has escape plans to protect her students and a drawer stocked with some unusual safety supplies.
Like many of us, Lindsay Kudo is doom scrolling a lot this week. Unlike most of us, the pain, the terror at Robb Elementary is a daily, ever-present worry She's a high school English teacher.
The grossness of it feeling normal almost, because we have this happen so often. And then there's just the heaviness of having to try and wear the brave face so that the kids feel like they're safe.
This is Lindsay and a few of her now graduated students. She thinks about that window behind her a lot.
There's a back window on the backside of our class that when I got my class this year, I immediately recognized that's the one I'm going to kick out if I need to, and how far would I have to jump out of that window, and what would be the path to the nearest street.
It's not just the windows.
There are zip ties and shoe laces in my drawer. And kids just think I'm uber prepared, but if you wrap them around the spring hinge of a door, you can't open that door.
She runs lockdown drills every year with her kids, but when her son, who is a student in the same district she teaches in, had his first drill, she broke down in tears.
His very first lollipop came from his kindergarten teacher when she gave them suckers so that they would stay quiet for their practice drill. And thank God it was a practice drill. But that's my memory of his first lollipop. And then I went and got a bag of lollipops for my high school students for the next year.
Years after Columbine, after Sandy Hook, after Parkland, and now Rob, Lindsay is angry, infuriated even, that this problem hasn't found a solution or the political will for one.
I signed up so that I could help be a part of somebody's story of growth and triumph. I didn't sign up to throw my life on the line for them. I would, but I didn't sign up for that.
Andrea Borba, KPIX 5.
Now to the coronavirus. California is a red state on the CDC's map tracking virus transmission. Nearly every county has crossed the threshold for high community transmission. Only a handful of counties are not labeled red, all of them in rural areas. California is averaging nearly 11,000 new cases a day. The spread of the virus is rising in all 58 California counties within the Bay Area. State data shows that transmission is highest in Solano County, Contra Costa, and Santa Clara counties. A long-awaited commencement ceremony is underway right now at Oracle Park. Some of these grads have been waiting for years to cross the stage in their caps and gowns after the pandemic canceled their own ceremonies in 2020 and 2021. A member of the KPIX 5 team is among those finally enjoying her moment tonight. News writer Alondra Vega. Congrats, Alondra. We're so proud of you. Let's take a live look at SFO and the Bay Bridge. This Memorial Day weekend is expected to be the busiest in 2 years. AAA predicts that more than 39 million people will travel 50 miles or more from home. Almost 90% of those travelers are expected to travel by car over the long holiday weekend. However, ballooning gas prices could force some families to rethink their travel plans. Today, California gas prices hit another record high, $6.07 on average for a gallon of regular gas. In San Francisco, the cost is up to $6.30 on average. Nationwide, it's sitting at $4.60 a gallon. Meantime, travel is surging at the Oakland Airport. For the first time in more than 2 years, the airport surpassed 80% of pre-pandemic passenger levels in April.